Hello and welcome to the StarCast for July 19, 2021. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, host of Planet Waves FM, author of the Planet Waves Horoscope and Planets in Motion, my new book here with an overview of the astrology leading into the new moon on Friday, the 23rd. Excuse me. I am, by the way, planning to do this short podcast three times a week, though this week I'm only planning Monday and Friday. So let's start with the astrology right now. We begin here on Monday evening in Kingston, New York, with the Galactic Center rising. What does that mean? I don't really know, but I happen to love the Galactic Center, and it is a wild and chaotic and intense place, because as you get closer to the black hole at the middle of the galaxy, the stars that are there become much more concentrated, and they are moving very fast. And I like to imagine that if you're on a planet that is close to the center of our galaxy, that there are so many stars that it's as light at night as it is during the day. I don't know if that's true, but that is what my science fiction imagination says. I also think of the Galactic Center as being a spiritual homing signal. That is what I use astrology for. I think the whole enterprise is really an excellent tool to help us find some orientation in a wild, unpredictable, largely unexplored and unknown and chaotic universe. And so the galactic core is at this very moment the planet in the ascendant as I begin this new series of audio podcasts. The moon is in Sagittarius most through the day Monday. The moon was void, of course. It entered Sagittarius at about 5:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. By the way, all times in this podcast are in Eastern Time, so please make the translation to your time zone. And further, as we begin, the moon is in the very last degrees of the sign Cancer. And one of the more interesting things that, did I say the moon or the sun? The sun, whichever I said, I can't look at the page, I've got typing. The sun is in the very last degrees of the sign Cancer. And that is another way of saying that the sun is what is called void of course, meaning it's not going to make any new aspects to major planets before it enters the new sign on Thursday, the 22nd. We'll get to that in a moment. But one of the interesting things that the sun does is through the week, I don't have the exact time that it does so, but through the next couple of days, the sun makes a square to an asteroid called Hidalgo. One of my favorite points, discovered way back in the 1920s, turns out that this little thing close to the sun with a very elliptical orbit is actually a Jupiter crosser. It was later designated the first centaur. So we all think of Chiron as being the first centaur, discovered in 1977, but a much earlier discovery was reclassified as a centaur because the orbit is so elliptical, and it fulfills the centaur definition of crossing the orbit of another planet, and that would be Jupiter. And what I love about Hidalgo is that it is a comment on hypocritical tendencies in cultures. So the culture makes a requirement on people, and then that requirement turns out to be, or that definition turns out to be hypocritical. It would be a little like saying that in a gay couple, one man plays the man and one man plays the woman, and the man who plays the man is not gay because he plays the man. That kind of social hypocrisy and, let's say mildly ridiculous rules of our culture are the kind of thing that Hidalgo comments on. And we are dripping in these hypocritical social rules right now. Who is good and who is bad? Who is right and who is wrong? Who is acceptable and who is not? Beware. Additionally, at the very moment we are in, Mercury, planet of mind, of communication and of sentient awareness, the thing that makes us humans, is square Chiron. So Mercury is moving through. Hold on, let's just tidy that up. Okay, Mercury is moving through the sign Cancer right now, and it's at this very moment. It is at just past the square to Chiron. I'm still going to comment on it. When you get Mercury in aspect to Chiron, one of the things that you get is the influence of what you might call false stupidity. So, for example, young kids who have Mercury Chiron aspects or Mercury or Chiron in the third house or Chiron in Gemini, Chiron in relationship to anything involving Mercury. These kids, for example, can be told that their intelligence really isn't what it should be. They might have a slight reading difficulty, and that's confused with not being intelligent. And so what I think of aspects, especially something like a square where there's a lot of tension between Mercury and Chiron, is a false stupidity. You are actually a lot smarter than you think, but you need to pay attention, perk up, and give yourself some credit for that. All right, so looking at Wednesday, that's the next, we have our next whistle stop. The moon enters Capricorn at 6:36 p.m. When the moon enters Capricorn, it mounts the cardinal cross. Those are always pretty spicy days with, for different people, the emotional quality of the moon making all these aspects to things on the cardinal cross. For example, moon conjunct Pholus in Capricorn. Pholus is a centaur planet, and this has the sensation of family drama, where you have any kind of very prominent Pholus event. It is always wise to be cautious with alcohol, because that's the often the factor that leads things to go out of control. Additionally, on Wednesday, Venus enters Virgo. That happens at exactly 8:37 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and Venus, the planet of the goddess, is in one of the signs most associated with the goddess. Now, Venus does not rule Virgo, but is very well placed in Virgo, and so therefore, you might say, offer the goddess or a goddess something. Now, interestingly, Venus is in an exact opposition to Jupiter in Pisces, and so this face-to-face meeting between Venus and Jupiter across the Virgo-Pisces axis is emphasis. It is certainly Venus entering Virgo with a big splash. And remember that Jupiter is retrograde and will soon retrograde on the 28th, retrograde back into Aquarius, where it will stay for the rest of the year. On Thursday, the Sun ingresses Leo. The Sun reaches its own sign. We enter the season of a holiday called Lunessa, Lofmas. It's the first harvest festival, so we are now in the time of the first harvest, or what in other agrarian societies is called second planting. That is that. Now the exciting part of the Sun's ingress into Leo is that the very first thing that happens when the Sun gets there is that there is a full moon, and the full moon is exact at 10:37 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Very early across the axis between the Sun in Leo and the Moon in Aquarius. I'll have more to say about that in Friday's edition of StarCast. Please spread the word. This is a new packaging of the weekend and week ahead astrology podcast. I've also got a phenomenal, I think, really good short book out called Planets in Motion, and it's a ebook, but what it really is about 20-25 readings of planetary patterns for people from ages 1 through age 84. Lots of stuff in there for people born in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. There's also excellent stuff for people born early in the millennium, around 1999 and a little bit after that. So well worth checking out. Lots of stuff for you and other people in your life. You will be able to kind of do mini readings for people, because I cover stuff that is really going to be standing out in people's lives. Planet Waves is a commercial-free media project sponsored exclusively by your subscriptions and your purchases to the things that I have to offer. So if you like Planet Waves, want to keep us going, help us pay the rent and pay the people and do all that, please sign up for a subscription. And I'll leave you with a little bit of an extended piece from Planet Waves in-house band Vision Quest. Thanks for listening, and stay in touch.